Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. We continue to read from our Suffer Well devotional series, and we're going to read today's devotional, and then I'm going to do a little teaching on it and praise the wonderful Creator for the wisdom and the knowledge that He reveals to all of us through His holy word and just through every way He uses to speak through us. So let's read the devotional today, and then we're going to do a little teaching on it. And remember, if you have any questions or if you want to get in touch with me, you can always reach me through my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can always get in touch with me there. And we do a lot of Q&As, and I do a lot of things there. So thank you for being considerate of the things I have to say. And I do believe everything I'm saying is coming from the Word. And if it's not, I'm letting you know it's my opinion of the Word. But we're reading the Word here in this devotional, this Suffer Well devotional. So this is the 253rd devotional of this Suffer Well series. And we're going to start off with a scripture today that's from Mark 4:34. And he says, and he did not speak to them except in parables. But when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. He led the life to illuminate Every pattern Yeshua demonstrated with his words and actions was a guide for our perfection. With this in mind, as we closely examine his ministry, one that would ultimately reach the masses, we notice something particularly to our sensibilities. He consistently moved away from the crowds, Matthew 15:38-39, and chose rather to reveal the deepest things about himself and his Father in the most intimate settings to a distant few. Now, after 6 days, Yeshua took Peter, James, and John, and his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transformed before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light, Matthew 17:1-2. To change the world, he moved away from the crowds. Counterintuitive to our instincts, for sure. Yes, this was the formula he used to impact the masses. Interesting. Even when he did speak to larger groups, parables were his chosen method. But he always reserved the revelation of the deeper mysteries, the secrets of the kingdom, for a chosen few. And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom in heaven, but to them it has not been given. Matthew 13:10-11. Ask yourself why. Pre-programmed agendas of man have often caused us to error in our we must save the world mentality. We fabricate self-prescribed missions, believing that everyone must know. Yeshua never had this mindset. Take a moment and consider what Mark 4:34 and Matthew 13:10-11 are revealing. It has been given to you, the few, to know. To them, the masses, it has not been given. When they were alone, he expounded all things. Yeshua was never concerned that anyone who his Father chose would be lost. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled, John 17:12. This was because Yeshua was promised that he shed his blood. All those the Father intended to come with would come. And the Father's word was all he ever needed. That is why he could focus on a small inner circle with intimate fever. And at times, on just three even more closely. These few powerhouses, these seasoned, mature men and women operating in full power of Yahweh, were distant from the masses who were hardly prepared to receive anything more than parables. Once fully persuaded, they were able to affect others with whom they were intimate, and on it shall go. You too have this promise, loved one. For your family, your friends, and your community, the nation, and whoever is chosen shall be redeemed. This was established before the foundations of the world, Ephesians 1 verse 4. Take heed to why you are consistently trying to save the world, while your own inner world, your conscience, is being battling about who Yahweh really is to you. Know that you have been called to be a witness to and about him. How can you rightly represent him in any manner pertaining to life and holiness if you are double-minded in your beliefs, words, and actions? Of course, it sounds silly to think otherwise, and yet you minister while undone. Work out your own salvation, and then perhaps he will allow you to truly witness for him. Broken minds cannot lead, and blind men only lead to blind men into pits. So that is our devotional for today, and it's a heavy one to understand and acknowledge. And I ask us to turn, or not turn if you're driving, but I speak today from Matthew 13. Matthew 13, we're going to read some of Matthew 13 that says, starting in 13:1, later the same day, Yeshua left the house and sat beside the lake. A large crowd soon gathered him, so we got into a boat. Then he sat there and taught as people stood on the shore. He told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds, and he scattered them across the field. Some seeds fell on the footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell in the shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon withered under the hot sun, and since they did not have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns and grew up and choked out by the tender plants. Still, other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as more as they had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. So Yeshua spoke in many different parables to people, but he said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. If you have ears to hear, to listen, you will understand these things. And the problem today is people do not have ears to hear. They don't want to hear. They don't want to see. They're not willing to understand. And that's why they're not getting the understanding of what the scriptures say. Why do some people have the understanding and some people not, even though the same parables are giving to them? Because it says it again. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Do you have ears to hear? Are you listening? Well, let's look more into that. Verse 10 says, the disciples came and asked him, why do you use parables when you talk to the people? He replied, you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. That is why I use these parables. So understand, it says, who has been permitted to understand these things? Those that are willing to listen. Those that are willing to listen are the ones that are permitted to understand. Those that are not willing to listen will not get the understanding. That's it. And that's your choice. Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to listen so you can get the understanding? We are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom because we are willing to listen to him. And those that don't understand are just not simply willing to listen to it. They're shutting their ears to his word. It says, it goes on to say, for they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen to or understand. We must listen to understand his truth. And it says, and I'll end off with this here. Verse 14 that says, this fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah that says, when you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me hear them, let me heal them. There's a difference between hearing and listening. And that is the difference between wisdom and knowledge and not having wisdom and knowledge and not understanding. We must be willing to listen. We must be willing to listen. It says in Proverbs 1 verse 5, a wise man hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. They're willing to open up their ears and comprehend what's being said. It says in Matthew 17:5, but even as he spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them and said, a voice from the cloud said, this is my dearly loved son who brings me great joy. Listen to him. Don't just hear him, but listen to him. How many people can you think of in your life that do not have the wisdom and the passion for Yahweh? They reject and refuse to listen to Yeshua's message. And I'm not talking even just about the so-called non-believers, even the people in the church that aren't listening to him because their actions aren't showing what he says. He says to do something, they say the opposite. He says, all that come from my father, all that go and come from my father come through me, and I will do as my father says, but people aren't doing as his father says. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments, but people aren't following the commandments. They're not simply listening to him. Yahweh says, listen to him. Listen to him. Acts 13, verse 16 says, then Paul stood up and motioned with his hand. Men of Israel, and you who fear Yahweh, listen, 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 listen. And Luke 10, verse 16 says, whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. But whoever rejects me also rejects him who sent me. Yeshua has been sent here to tell us these lessons and through parables to get us to understand that or to comprehend, are we listening or are we just hearing? Are our ears open to him or are they not? Listening is what it comes down to. It's an act of love. Listening and understanding. It says in Matthew 18:15, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out to them their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17 says, all scripture is inspired by Yahweh and profitable for teaching, for reproof and for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the men of Yahweh may be adequate, equipped for good work. All the scripture has been given. We need to listen to it. Proverbs 20 verse 5 says, a plan of the heart of man is like deep water, but a man's understanding draws it out. Proverbs 12:18 says, there is that speak like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. We need to listen. Yahweh puts people in our lives so we could listen to him through their words. He also gave us Yeshua to listen through him, listening and listening, listening. It says in James 1:19, this you know, my brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger. And you see the problem we had with Yeshua and the Pharisees? They were quick to speak and they weren't listening. They were not listening. Psalms 34:15 says, the eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous, and the ears are attentive to their cry. The ears are attentive to their cry. Proverbs 6:20-21 says, keep your father's commands, my son, and never forsake your mother's rules. By binding in them your heart, continuously fasten them around your neck. So understand that. Keep your father's commands. And we think this is only talking about the earthly father. But who's our true father? Right? Proverbs 16:20-21. Just because the next sentence says your mother's rules. You know, but to keep your father's commands. This isn't just your earthly father. This is your heavenly father. Keep his commands. Keep his commands. You know, it says in Proverbs 18:13, he who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him. We must listen, obey, and understand his truth. Psalms 34:11 says, come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of Yahweh, which is wisdom according to scripture. Philippians 2 verse 3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Listening to that word, that holy word, that holy word, that importance of life. Yahweh is speaking to us. And he says in Psalms 81:8, hear my O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel, if you would listen to me, if you would just listen to me. Jeremiah 26, 3, verse 6 says, perhaps they will listen, and everyone will turn from his evil way, that I may repent of the calamity which I am planning to do to them because of the evil of their deeds. And you will say to them, thus says Yahweh, if you will not listen to me to walk in my commandments, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants and prophets, whom I have been sending to you again and again, but you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and the city I will make a curse to the nations of the earth. Psalms 46, 10 to 11 says, be still and know that I am God, and I will exalt. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted to the earth. Yahweh of hosts will be with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Are we truly listening and comprehending, not just hearing words? That's the difference between a believer and a non-believer. Now it's the difference of people that somebody who's willing to put his life on the line for Yeshua and somebody who isn't. Listen, 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 and obey. Listen and obey. That's what he calls us to do. Psalms 29, verses 3 to 5 says, the voice of Yahweh is over the waters. The God of the glory thunders, and the Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is majestic. The voice of Yahweh breaks the cedars. Yahweh breaks into pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He spoke and everything came into existence. We must listen to his voice and obey. Psalms 143 says, let the morning bring my word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for I entrust my life to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 62 verse 1 says, for Yahweh alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. Isaiah 55 verse 2 to 3 says, why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and you will be delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me and listen, that you may live. I will make everlasting covenant with you, my faithful loved promised to as my promise to David. Listen, listen, listen. Jeremiah 15, 16 says, your words were found and I ate them. Your words became a joy to me and the happiness of my heart. For I have been called by your name, O Yahweh, God of all. And I tell you all to taste and see how good he is. I tell you all to eat this scroll, as he said in the scriptures. The words that are filled with the greatest nourishment for our bodies and our soul. Jeremiah 29 verses 12 to 13 says, then you will call upon me and come to me. Pray to me, I will listen to you. You will look for me and find me when you look for me with all your heart. And Revelation 3:22 says, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Listening. We must listen and we must obey. That's what we must do. We must listen and obey. That's what we must do. It says in 33:3 of Jeremiah, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great unsearchable things you do not know. See, we spoke about the parables, the people not knowing. But he says, call to me and I will answer you. Because they were searching their own wisdom. They were asking other men, what does he mean? That's what the Pharisees and sages were doing. They were asking other men, what did this parable mean? What does he mean? Yeshua was sent by the Father. If Yeshua gave them a parable in prayer, we're going to go to the Father and say, what is he saying? Explain this to us. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Why are you seeking other men for answers when I am there to answer your call, when I am there to answer your prayer, when I am there to explain to you and make known to you on my timing the clarity of the things that Yeshua was saying? 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching Yahweh, that if we're asking according to his will, he hears us. And Jeremiah 29:12 says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. We hear Yahweh. Yahweh hears us. He hears us. He hears us. And it's a great blessing. Psalms 116, 1 and 2 says, I love Yahweh, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me to hear me. I will call on him as long as I live. Yes. Yes. We must call out to him. We must listen to what he's saying for him to hear us. Hearing and doing is what it all comes down to. Listen and obey. That's what it comes down to. No neutrality without Creator. There's not one with the other. You must listen and obey to our Holy Creator. 1 John 1:6 says, if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and we do not live out the truth. 1 Samuel 3 verse 10 says, then Yahweh came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak to your servant is listening. Speak, for your servant is listening. That's the heart we need to have when we come to Yahweh, to get away from all other distractions in our lives, everything else that's surrounding us, to be still and know that he is Yahweh, to not double task, and to listen and to come to him on our knees every day and says, speak, for your servant is listening, to put ourselves in that position to get understanding. But people don't get it. People aren't listening. But John 10:27 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice and they follow me. Do you have ears to hear? Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? Are you? Well, that's not happening today. People are rejecting the commandments of our Creator. People are making excuses why they don't need to follow them, because they are not his sheep. They are not listening. 1 John 4 verse 1 says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from Yahweh, because many false prophets have gone out into this world. And people are choosing to listen to mere humans and false prophets and not listening to our Creator's words. And that's how they get themselves in a tremendous amount of trouble. That's the problem. It is a command, the most important command, the first command of everything, to love Yahweh with all your heart and your soul. And when you love somebody with all your heart and soul, you're going to listen and obey them, to listen and obey. 1 Peter 1:14 says, as an obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. It's time to rise above, and now take it to Yahweh. Take it to Yahweh and understand all the good plans he has for us. That's why he wants us to live a life of obedience. He says in 1 Peter 1:22, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for sincere brotherly love to one another, for a pure heart. For when people tell me they're searching Yahweh out, they're searching God out, they want to know who he is, but they're not reading the Holy Word, they're not reading the Bible, I say, you're not willing to listen, you're not going to get that understanding. Open up a Bible and read the Word. I don't care. Don't tell me how many times you're praying. Don't tell me all the things you're doing. Don't tell me all these things to your understanding and all these things you're getting. No. If you're not in the Word, you're not interested in what our Creator has to say, and you're not getting good understanding and knowledge of his Holy Word. John 14:23 says, Yeshua answered him and said, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and I will come to him and make our dwelling with him. That we love him because he first loved us. But we have to listen. We have to understand. It says in Leviticus 22:31, be careful to observe my commandments. I am Yahweh. I see many people reading the Bible, but they're missing that. They're not completely listening. That's not a parable. That's straight up clear as it can be. Be careful to observe my commandments. I am Yahweh. Any one of you or anyone you know who is not observing his commandments has not listening to him. And they do not have understanding. That's what the scripture says. It says, be careful to observe my commandments. If you're not observing his commandments, not only are you not listening to him, but you are rejecting him. It says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected Torah. It's one thing to not know it, but something even worse to know it and then reject it. Be careful and observe my commandments. I will submit to you that the majority of people out there today aren't observing his commandments. And he doesn't say some commandments. He said all of his commandments. Many of us are following some of the commandments and they think we're doing good. No, because that means you're rejecting some of them. There's no neutrality with our creator. It said in John 14:21, whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will also be loved by the Father and to will love them, to show myself to them. Not making excuses for not following them, but following them and experiencing the joy for listening to him. For this isn't our own fabrication or some parable that we need to listen to him. It's clear, straight on. Listen to him. Follow him. He said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep are obedient to my word. That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. My sheep are obedient to the holy word of scripture. And we must listen. We must listen. So we could taste and see how good he is. How good he is. It says in Hebrews 11:8, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. He heard Yahweh speak to him, and he obeyed. And I will tell you 100% of the time, if you listen to Yahweh and do what Yahweh says, it'll be a great outcome, a wonderful outcome, an outcome that'll just bring you all the joy, because you know that Yahweh says, the good things I planned for you a long time ago. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise our creator. This wonderful day he has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. He is so good to us, and we need to listen to him. Thank you, Father, for just giving us ears to hear. Thank you. May we eat your scroll, eat up your words, and be nourished through your holy word. So praise Yahweh, everybody. Have a blessed day today. Yahweh be with you all. Thank you, Father, for your holy word. And to all those people who died so we can get it in our hands. Praise our creator. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
We are surrounded by a world that's not our home. We are grounded until it comes our time to go, and our souls are aching with a void that won't be filled till we see our mansion high up on the hill. All the tear-stained pages that fill the stories of our lives will be erased when love lifts up our tired eyes and we see Jesus for the first time face to face. All the pain will fall a million miles away, 'cause heaven is the home.